We live in a time when there are more questions than answers. Some might say this is nothing new. Perhaps they are correct. Yet the minute-by-minute reporting of global events has become our only view of external realities. Commentaries on world events reinforce this when they proclaim dire predictions of environmental devastation, destabilization of economies, and loss of human rights. Through this voyeuristic virtual lens, it appears as if violence has become a norm and care for others has been sidelined. How to respond? The frightening and the horrifying have become almost commonplace. Thus, when violent deaths or another environmental disaster is reported, there is a sense that one needs to respond in some manner. I suspect this is when the trite phrase, thoughts and prayers, makes its appearance. The desire to react is universal, yet many of us feel overwhelmed and helpless when shown the immensity of events on our screens. A fellow deacon, Reverend Drive. Mary Elizabeth Moore suggests that the moment when we first hear of troubling events can be an entry point into something transformative. To that end, she asks an unexpected question. What is your calling? Calling is when we discover, rediscover what path of action or endeavor brings our hearts, minds, and souls together. Responding to call allows us the freedom to experience an unexpected and life-changing synergy of capacity, vision, and energy. This question is both a challenge and an opportunity. We can shift from carrying the difficult detritus of guilt, helplessness, and confusion when confronted with horrific events. Moore goes further. She suggests that this is where we can become engaged in what she refers to as liberative service. Service itself is often misunderstood in Christianity. It does not mean servility nor socially acceptable slavery. It does not contain layers of inequality across ethnicity, gender, and socioeconomic realities. It is important to remember calling is not simply a commitment to internal integration, but it shapes how we live and act within our local and global communities. Moore divides the liberative aspect of service into three parts: compassion, justice, and peace. Compassion is the commitment to give oneself to serve the common good. It affirms interdependence of all things. Justice and justice-making is concerned with changing systems which oppress and create chronic inequality. It affirms radical acts of advocacy. Peace is created through action which focuses on reconciliation, reparation, and restoration. It affirms the changing of fondly held prejudice and ill-informed perspectives. All of this is ultimately rooted in Jesus' call to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus reminded his followers that this love is the great equalizer. It is what connects us to each other and all creation. How we respond to tragedy elsewhere is important, but at the core it is how we choose to live and act daily. If we are faithful to our calling and follow that path of action, much is possible. As we discover next steps, we do so knowing that as we listen and live our path with spaciousness, the need to resort to trite phrases becomes irrelevant and unnecessary. We are already living in relationships which contain compassion, justice-making, and peace. This is where change happens. To be fair, the infamous phrase of thoughts and prayers does contain a faint echo of the love Jesus spoke of. However, this love is neither passive nor predictable. It calls us into change and action. Reverend Canon Nancy Ford, retired deacon, is an honorary assistant at Christ Church Cathedral in Victoria and continues to be involved in community programs. You can read more articles on our blog, Spiritually Speaking, at https://www.timescolonist.com, blogs, Spiritually Speaking. This article was published in the print edition of the Times Colonist on Saturday, June 24, 2023.